When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover. Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Is it over?
The crossover is powered by Everlow Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlowconcrete.com.
Mm-hmm. What up? What up? What up?
We're here.
Hello.
No nugs.
I'm glad that you're here.
No nugs, apparently.
You're not like
today.
Jamal Murray, who just bailed on talking to the media after the game last night.
You have a heat pad?
I did not have a heat pad to throw last night. I've been devoured by wolves.
Oh,
I don't recognize your team, unfortunately.
That. Yeah, I don't either. I don't either.
The first game, it was just kind of like, well, you know, Minnesota pulled away at the end, mm-hmm. and yeah. last night was
zero sense of urgency.
That was
a tired bunch. They look like a tired bunch.
Well, it's hard to have a sense of urgency when you're just dying because you're being suffocated the entire game.
Yeah.
The entire game.
Yeah, that without Rudy Gobert, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was mostly just the guard pressure. Oh, my God.
But you know another thing about, like, the Timberwolves, who are 6-0 in the postseason? It's like Carl Anthony Towns, like, is doing, like, smart things.
I know. It's stupid. I just said...
Well, he's not supposed to.
I just said yesterday, I was like, I'm not scared of that guy. That guy doesn't bother me. And to be honest with you, that's still the case.
Yeah.
That's still the case.
So we were having this discussion.
But, yeah, they're good.
It's kind of jarring to see the Nuggets get beat like that. Now, the Bucks and the Warriors in their championship year also lost by 39 in the second round. The Bucks lost to go down 0-2. So, but looking at the Nuggets fans last night, and even Kevin Harlan couldn't save that broadcast because people are starting to leave. They're down 32, and they show a guy that is like, up, time to go. That has to be one of the bottom five sports feelings is when your team loses at home like that, you leave early, you get in your car, and you don't even want to listen to the game
on the
radio. You're
like, what just happened?
I told...
Can I be in silence the rest of the
Nick
night?
Nick was talking about the Bears and then Indians. Mine was, remember the Michigan-Nebraska basketball game where Breidenbach got hurt?
Oh.
It was on a Tuesday night.
Oh,
I was
fired
up.
Beat by 100?
I had great seats. It's the only game at PBA I've ever left early.
Yeah. They got absolutely punked.
Yeah, 102-67, yeah. And Nebraska was awful. Like, Juwan Howard was making fun of Nebraska. And I was like, not today.
Look at him.
So I didn't want to know the final score, but I got in the car, and when we turned it on, the radio was on, and Pavelka was beside himself.
Yeah. Probably
there's
just wasn't
another
even
turnover.
Saying anything. Yeah,
yeah.
That was like a bottom five
is.
Sports moment. Do you guys have a bottom five sports
oh,
feeling?
Oh gosh, many Nebraska football games.
Are we all together? We don't leave early, right?
I try not to.
No. Winning or losing, don't leave early.
I cannot guarantee you that I will be staying the entire game.
Okay.
I cannot say with 100% certainty
now, if I
that,
do,
I bar none, in black and white, will not leave early. That is not the case.
If I do now, it probably has something to do with the fact that I'm bringing a three-year-old. If it's
sure.
like, all right,
so that's
man.
Fair.
Yeah, it's like.
You're one of those people that PBA, when they used to funnel people out on the floor, would leave in a tight game with 8 minutes to go.
I'd turn around, wave to the camera.
And I would lose my mind going, where are you going?
A regular season game, you know, whatever. Playoff game, no chance. I'm not leaving. I mean, I've only been to a handful of playoff games in any sport in my life. So I'm not leaving that early. But, and then you just, you know, when you lose, like you lose in the NCAA tournament or, you know, you lose in the baseball, at least in the baseball playoffs, there's usually another game like that,
yes.
that follows.
Mm-hmm.
The one baseball playoff game that I've been to was do or die, and they won. So I can't really speak to that. But I, like NCAA tournament games have been, you know, I've like sat there before and I've thought, well, I'm just gonna watch this. I'm just gonna watch this unfold. And yep, there it goes. I laughed and laughed and laughed at Kentucky as they were
Yeah.
As they were making their way after off the floor after getting gulkied in
By the way, when they did the majority of their fans stay for the whole game or did they leave? Because it still was kind of like in doubt that last media timeout.
And you're still traveling. Like you're still.
Yeah.
Oh, but I mean,
where else am I going to go?
They
it's
had
Pittsburgh
the,
yeah, at 10 o'clock.
Exactly. You know what? I got a comfortable seat here.
It was late. It was like past 11. Yeah. I think they stayed the majority for the entire game, but it was noticeable when that fan base left for the rest of
How
the weekend.
How pissed off are you two after that? If you're watching another game, you're excited for the team that's losing. That's the only thing you're like, hey, there's at least someone's got to lose. Misery needs company right now.
Well, we have this debate of if you're going to lose, not that you know you're going to lose, but if you lose, would you rather have the heartbreaker of San Diego State or the blowout by Baylor in the second round? Now, I know that the stakes are a little bit different because one is to go to the Final Four, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather
have
you're down
no
30,
chance
you got
of winning,
no shot, yeah. you're done by halftime,
give
or,
me the hope, baby.
Or gosh, if that shot. One thing had went differently.
Yeah, I think
give me the hope. Give me the what ifs. Give me the excuses.
If I can stay engaged for 40 minutes, I would prefer that, even if it is a just – total gut punch as opposed to, well, that was fun and it's halftime.
If you lose by 100, though, if you lose by 30, there's nothing that you could look back on and be like, well, like you said, if we would have done that differently, then we would have had a chance to win. If we would have got that call, if you would have done this, like you can look at it. It's like, what was the turning point of the Creighton-Baylor game in 2014? It was probably when the ball was tipped, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
When the rosters were constructed.
A couple seconds after that.
But see,
you can't do that. That one's just pain. That's probably it for me.
With this conversation, I continue to go back to 2016 Game 7 between the Cubs and Indians. And if that game was a blowout out of the gate, I would be still so ticked, I would never even refer to it. But I will watch the Rajay Davis home run as if Cleveland won that game.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, years later, I still look back on those highlights, and that was the ultimate gut punch. But I still refer back to that game. I still hold it into all of the emotions I was going through and the moment that I thought they finally had come through.
See, my only game 2014 game 7, I wasn't even mad. I was just like, yeah, I'm happy to be here. It was good. I really wish Salvador Perez would have had a chance in that at bat. You know, but he was always going to either strike out or pop up lazily to the third base side. Like that was always going to happen. I wasn't even mad. Genuinely, I wasn't mad after that game.
And
10 years later, obviously, like they won a World Series the next year, so that eases it even more. Mm-hmm. But I after 2014, I was like, damn, I kind of wallowed for a few minutes, and then that was kind of it. I was like, wow, what a sweet October I just had.
But the play at the plate, though.
There was no play at the plate. He didn't go.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that situation.
Mm-mm. There would have been.
Nope. Connor's of the belief nope. that nope. he wouldn't nope. have had a chance.
Nobody could ever. I thought it in the moment, and I know how the conversation has expanded since then. You do not send him. You do not send him.
Remember there was like in the offseason, there was a computer-generated play of that.
Yeah. In all of the like the think pieces and the AI stuff and the computer generated stuff that's come out after that, they will try to convince you that it would have taken a perfect throw to get him. Remember, as Brandon Crawford who was making that throw,
yes.
who was always going to make that throw. I don't want to lose Game 7 of the World Series on a play at the plate.
Right.
That's the last place I want to lose it. Have the next guy strike out. I don't care.
And it would be uncomfortable now that Jersh is back and you're out with the Storm Chaser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I tell Jersh every day. I say, Jersh, great call.
Great call.
See, I got a buddy of mine, Jimmy, who is a big Cubs fan, says he rewatches that Game 7 as well. And when Rajay hits the home run, he still thinks they're going to lose.
It's still a great moment.
Yeah. It is.
It's still just a great moment.
Well, and considering who's on the mound in a dominant fashion of Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, God. And Rajay Davis, of all people, was like choked up to the barrel.
Hey, I tell you, I was when the Chiefs lost to the Bucs during the COVID Super Bowl. I don't know that I could have handled a last second loss, but the fact that it was just total domination by the Bucs, I was like, by the halftime, I was like, this ain't happening. I'm good.
Yeah, 2021 JUCO National Championship game. If we weren't doing the broadcast, I would have left.
Oh,
who was that against?
New Mexico military.
That's right.
Anthony Grant was running all over us. And then I was like, well, I guess if he's going to Nebraska, he's going to run all over
players
in the Big Ten.
Well, he did get a guy. He got the best of a Rutgers player.
Announcer voice. Oh, he did not run all over people in the Big Ten.
He ran over some people.
Just one guy from Rutgers.
So I have an ethics question that I observed yesterday.
Wait, hold on. Let's
business ethics.
Because we got a couple thoughts on these painful losses.
Is this going to be about the Royals?
No. No, okay. Just other people. Sean, I left the Nebraska-Ohio State game a few years ago early at halftime. I was with my wife. She convinced me if we left early, we could stop by Valla's and get some pie. That was the highlight of my night.
Stop by Valla's?
So that was the game day appearance? No.
I would assume so, the 2019. Now, yeah. I left the 2011 Ohio State game early.
Hold on. Nebraska-Ohio State has never been – it's always been a night game, right?
No, 2021 was a day game. Was it 11 o'clock?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Game day went straight into.
But that was a good game.
Yeah.
I don't think there would have been really a reason to leave that one. That was.
Will Honus had the really awesome interception, right?
Will Honus. Yes. Nice. Nice. There's a name.
Yeah.
I was one of the people who left the 2011 Ohio State game early, right before Nebraska staged their biggest comeback in school history.
Bo would like to talk to you.
And then it turned out that Bo was really mad at me after the game secretly. That became public afterwards. John says the same thing. I left the comeback win over Ohio State after the first series of the second half and missed it. But I stayed until the bitter end of the Missouri game in 08. That buys me some credit. Yeah, you take your shots. You pick your spots wherever you could take them. I don't wear it as a badge of honor, but I will admit to you the truth. I did leave that 2011 Ohio State game. I did not see all the things that came after that.
There were a lot of people left the Michigan game this past year early.
Yeah, that one's reasonable.
Right call.
Like, yeah, that's fine. Like, have there been too many Nebraska games where, like, there would have been a point in which you left and then they staged a comeback and then fell short?
Oh.
Because I'm trying to think of one that would fit that off the top of my head, and I mean, there's probably a lot of them during the Scott Frost era, to be honest with you. But, I mean, they had the lead the majority of the 2021 Michigan game.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think
nobody was leaving that.
No, that was on a different level.
Nobody was leaving that game.
All right, now this ethics thing that I witnessed yesterday. So, was at a place where they are very busy. They like to work on your car, and they take care of the customers that are waiting for their vehicle to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some pastries out.
Oh,
lady who works there. Came over and took a donut out of the box, put it on a plate, took a knife, cut off a sliver of the donut, took the sliver,
no,
put the donut back,
no,
just took a little piece,
no,
and off she went.
No.
And I was watching and I was thinking,
I'm afraid not, ma'am.
Nope. Okay. So
not today.
But let me, I think we're all on the same page here, but was she smart because she wasn't wasting a whole donut, even though she just wanted a little bit? Well, because she could have just taken the whole donut, just had a little bit, and threw the rest away. And now somebody gets to come in and get 75% of a donut.
Is anybody going
to
eat that donut?
There may have been a couple ethics thing broken here. If you work at the shop.
Yeah, first of all, you don't
and the
have
donuts are for the customers.
Yeah, that donut's not for you.
It's not for you.
Hopefully there's.
I've been here before. It looks like it's a group thing.
Okay.
Like everybody
okay.
is.
Was she careful not to touch one
yes,
half
she was.
Of the? Okay,
yeah.
okay.
She like picked it up with both.
And the only
spoon
and the only
fork,
reason I was paying really close attention is because we were talking.
Oh.
And I watched her, and I'm like,
did you as you were talking? Did you question the method?
No, I was like, I was trying to figure out her methodology.
Okay.
That she didn't want to waste a whole donut. First just
I
wanted a little part.
She was going to eat the donut with a fork,
and hoping that somebody will come in and go. Oh yeah, I'll take that 75% donut.
Nobody's doing that.
No one's gonna eat that. You're right.
I understand the idea.
By the way, it does happen here.
If somebody's like me and wants half a donut, there'll be half a donut there for them. But no one is eating that half of it. Like it's not gonna happen.
No, just take the whole thing, and if you waste it, you waste it. Like that's what the free stuff is
all right,
for.
Yeah, maybe you'll want it later. You never know. But
I'm
just
sorry,
don't subject somebody to a half-eaten, or I should say a half-cut, or even three-quarters cut donut, because no one's going to eat that.
They may not work here, but we have that issue here. They may not work here anymore. Of the slicing of the half bagel.
No. Don't do that.
I mean, just it's already sliced on that one.
Just take it and they assume you might want it later.
And they leave the other half of the bagel?
No, don't do
now,
that.
Now, are the halves of the bagels separated, you know, and kind of assorted and mixed around inside the bagel box? Or does it appear as one whole bagel? And then...
So it's the grouping of bagels, pulls out the bagel, cuts off half, takes their half, puts the other half back into the box.
That one's iffy because a bagel is always cut in half or should always be cut. Like, nobody's just eating a bagel, you know? What do? Put the cream cheese on top of the bagel? No, you just eat the... You cut it and you eat the bagel. So that one's like, since it's already a pre-cut thing, like it comes in halves... I could see that one a little bit more.
Still don't like it.
But still, no, I agree.
Because I don't know how you – did you proper – like what Josh asked. Did you touch it at all? Did you properly cut it without any type of contact?
It's not even about the –
it's just sitting there.
It's not even really about the touching or all that stuff. It's just –
it is for me.
It's just like
– really?
It's a donut. Take it. You know? It's a full donut. Take it. If you eat a bite –
right.
Fine.
You might want it later.
The whole point of the free donut, bagel, whatever box, cookie box, is that it's all free.
Yeah, you didn't pay
for it. It's probably all wasted leftover stuff from your house anyway. So just dump it all on the table. Like it's a free-for-all. We have a waste problem in this country.
To assume that someone is going to eat that.
But this is where I'm actually fine with waste.
Yeah, me too.
Waste is good here.
To assume that someone is going to roll up 20 minutes later and see that, I'm like, oh, you know what? I didn't want a full donut. This works out perfect. There's 3/4 or a half of a donut. Ah, man.
You don't need to be minimalistic.
This is great.
You don't need to be minimalistic.
Everything's
in
turning
that
up Joey
exact
today.
Situation.
I wanted to say something and just ask why.
Yeah.
But then I was like, just keep it moving. Mm. And then I wanted to maybe call back later in the day and go, anybody, you know that donut that had like a little sliver out of it? Did anybody eat
anybody
that?
Grab that?
Is it still there?
And whoever ate that, tell me about them.
Now, I've heard of this before. Maybe you are not giving this person who worked there enough credit. Maybe it was a little piece of strategery, as they say, where she cut the donut, took the half of the donut, is totally aware of the understanding that nobody else will eat that other half of the donut and will come back for it later.
Then take it with you.
She has planted a seed.
Well, then you got to come back for it. Then.
And then she will come back.
You take it with you.
She will come back later to grab the donut.
Why?
Because she did not. She wanted to appear as if other people have accessibility to these donuts.
I really don't think that
maybe
much, that thought went
just
into it.
Maybe.
Okay, just let me be the fat guy in the room here. Who eats half a donut?
Great
that
question.
Is also very true.
It's
either all or nothing. It's either, no, I'm good.
I need you guys to suspend everything
sure.
at this point and just think about it from the mind of Sharon.
I'm really trying, and it's no.
So when I was going through this fasting phase and you would show up for work and they would have like pastries and stuff, I admit I was that one guy that would grab like a donut, take a quick bite, and then throw the rest.
That's fine.
That's good.
That's nothing.
And then
that's
I might
okay.
take another bite of another donut and then in the garbage.
Okay, well that.
Well, yeah,
that.
You're just taking multiple donuts and
that
one bite.
Because then I didn't eat a whole donut.
It just seems like you're being mad mean
at
this point.
That is it. You might as well just spit on them.
I was starving myself at the time.
So you were angry.
That bright about 5-6 years ago.
You were starving yourself and you wanted other people to starve with you.
Yeah.
Nobody.
You're taking your ball and going home.
If I don't get donuts, nobody gets donuts. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted a piece of it.
You will fast
I wasn't
going to
cut it. I just wanted a piece. Just a chomp
that's
into the
diabolical,
garbage.
Gary. Yeah. That's not right. That ain't right.
Well, that's the mental part of like, okay, you did not eat a whole donut, so you're okay. So your points or calories for the day are still good.
So Sean says that this crossover is sounding like an episode of Seinfeld, and Bigley on YouTube
a lot of
says Costanza.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, that's certainly the case. So why don't we just ask the question years and years later now. How do you guys feel, before I give my take, how do you guys feel about the classic double dipping of the chip?
Usually against it, but there is, okay, can I use the word again? There is strategery involved where it doesn't bother me, but I need to know that you went about it the right way. Mainly if you go one end dip and then you eat and you go other end.
That's the back end of the chip.
Yep, back end, then I'm okay with it.
I just think it's
But you got to make it known. Like, yes, hey, yes, everybody, this is what I'm back end.
Yeah. No. You do. You essentially have to describe what you're about to do, which seems like a lot of work.
I think we're dealing with a we're dealing with a communal bowl of dip here.
It's true.
And there's a lot of things that are not normal about that. And so I'm going right back in. Because I like to spread my dip out over the chip, you know? I don't like to hunk it all on one bite and then go back in for another.
Then you know what? Get yourself your own little bowl.
What do I need, a spreader?
No, get yourself a bowl.
Get yourself a little bowl and you can do whatever you want to do.
Not covering. I just take a bite of the chip. I mean, maybe it's at the table. Maybe it's at a restaurant and there's a bowl of salsa and I take one bite of a gigantic chip that they give you.
But can't you dip and slide the chip under so it gets proper coverage and you don't need a double?
I could.
If you know the person across from you, doesn't that erase any protocol in the double dip?
Okay, yeah,
there you go.
It's
fair game.
Yes, if it's your wife, I admit I will double dip if I am having a meal with my wife because it's her. I'm not worried about the germs. But yes, if it's even family, I won't do that. I'm not a monster.
All right, I'm less likely to do it in a more public setting, I guess. But I am fine with it, and I'm fine if everybody else does it. Go ahead. Double dip that thing. It's a crazy thing that we do. We put a giant bowl of dip out. It's just there. It could be there for hours and hours and hours. You don't know what could be in
you
there.
You don't think when you go like
You don't think when people dip the chip in that their little fingers might even just take a little dip inside of the bowl a little bit as well?
Maybe it happens.
We're talking like at a potluck? Not at a restaurant.
No, not at a restaurant. Yeah, okay. at a potluck. You know, let's just say there's a giant bowl of dip sitting
right
out
there.
I'm
sure other people double dip all the time and I don't know about it, but as long as I don't see it, you know, out of sight, out of mind, I just know I'm not going to be contributing to the double dipping.
I will.
Are you?
I will.
If no one's watching, are you double dipping no matter what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, if that's the case, I don't have to worry about
then it's
anybody.
It's a double dip party.
It's a free-for-all. Absolutely.
So Gary's story about the donuts made me think of this. Did you guys hear this? This is crazy about Mike Matheny, who's a health
one of the greatest
nut.
Royal managers of all time.
Yeah.
Loves affliction.
And apparently is a health nut. Did you hear this about him? He would eat ice cream, but he would essentially put it in his mouth for a few seconds. He'd spit it back out just because he wanted to experience the taste, but he didn't want to take it in because that was
like taking a quick bite of a donut. And donut. Then,
that's what it made me think of.
No, but you eat the donut.
Yeah, but you actually swallow the donut and, you know. he didn't want to swallow it because then, you know, the sugar and all of that. But
know about Mike Matheny, that makes a lot of sense.
Is that a line?
Yeah, that actually tracks.
I don't want to get into the science of it, but I feel like once it's on your tongue and it kind of absorbs, aren't you still getting some sugar intake?
This is a man
there?
Who became famous as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's true.
All right? So nothing he could do or say would be surprising.
I feel like if you work out that much as he claims to, and he looks like a healthy dude, can't you just, if you really want the ice cream, can't you just splurge every now and then? Can't you just do that as opposed to eating it like a psychopath?
I don't know, man. You wouldn't think that it would kill you.
You put it in your mouth and you spit it back out. What is this, dogma? That's just weird.
It's a very weird thing. Yeah. It's a very weird thing. Just eat the ice cream. I'm actually with you on that one.
But he is on brand for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, weird.
It's a very, very bizarre story.
Let's see what this says. Email subject line from John Ethics. A couple weeks ago,
this is not his dealership.
My wife and I stopped to grab some carryout burgers and fries. While waiting for our order, I watched one of the guys eat the last of the fries from the bowl that they used to season the whole batch before putting them in the order bags. Then they dumped the next batch of fries into the same bowl to season them. I walked up to the counter and told them what I had seen and told them to dump that batch out and go get a new bowl. What I stood at the counter and watched until our order was done. I will not be back.
Dump this out, I demand.
Come on, John. You know,
it's pretty good.
You don't know what goes on back there. Uh-huh. Like they're touching your food like crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's all right.
You know, at the really high class restaurants, the chef actually touches your food.
Oh, yeah. He rubs it up.
Yep.
Well, there are some places where if you want to pay attention, you can watch them prepare food. Like they have the open kitchen.
Yeah.
Subway, yeah.
Hibachi grills.
Kobe
Steakhouse.
Just because I thought of Charleston's.
Yep. Yeah, that's true if you sit in the right spot.
Or you could go to the Drover You can see the drover making the steaks right there.
You can't see anything in the drover.
Well, it is
the lighting
dark
is. You got to go there during lunch.
Yeah, I do.
The lighting is better than
the sunlight comes in.
Well, okay, so I think the only you could see him kind of making stuff at McDonald's, right? You can see him make the fries at McDonald's.
Yeah,
you know, if you're up at the counter, you can kind of.
Yep.
I can see how they put about 40% less fries in my fry cup than they did about 6 years ago.
I'm gonna top that off there, fella.
I can see that. Yeah.
Are you saying that you have fewer lonesome fries at the bottom of the bag these days?
No, I'm well, I guess that is a part of it, yes. But I just think there's less fries in your little fry holder than there ever has been. We're at an all-time low. My suspicion is that there's the same amount of fries that go into a medium as a small now.
Whoa, scandalous accusation.
There's a little snackmosphere in your...
Just a suspicion. Yeah. Just a suspicion.
You think there's some deception going on with the size of the carton?
Maybe. It feels like those maybe have gotten smaller, too.
Mm. Okay. I don't necessarily think you're wrong. I just think it's a big, lofty accusation
I know.
You're throwing.
It's a wild one.
I'm jaded all the way back to
a lot
when
of
I was
research
a
has
child,
been done,
and I'd buy a big bag of chips, or my parents would buy a big bag of chips. Like, oh, they got the large ones. You open it up, and there's half of it is gone. It's a snackmosphere. I mean, the entire top half is just air. And it's all at the bottom. Like, this is not actually a very big bag of chips.
Travis says the only acceptable time to double dip is if you have your own personal dip.
Well,
if it's communal or shared, there is no excuse to do so.
Yeah, that's why you get your own bowl. If you feel the need to double dip, find a bowl.
I'm not going to make excuses about it. I'm just saying that it's going to happen.
Mm.
I'm doing it.
Do you alert people beforehand?
No,
I'm Connor. I'm a double dipper.
I don't think they want to
judge me.
I don't think they want to be warned. I think you want to actually just not see it happen.
Did your wife know about this before you got deep into your relationship? Like, she wasn't horrified at a party.
We went out to dinner a lot. I would assume that
when people are whispering about Connor and she's just so happens to be with an earshot, like, gosh, they're talking about him.
They're talking about him double dipping again.
Gosh, Connor.
Yeah, see, I don't think anybody actually cares. You guys just think you care.
Does when you go out with your wife, like last week you went out for your anniversary, do you eat off each other's plate?
We had a shared meal at that situation. We had a shared plate.
You got something, she got something, and you split it?
No, there was a gigantic steak, and we both had
it
some
was
of
for
it.
Two.
The old 96er?
Yeah. It was a big old tomahawk.
I feel like this is a good point to bring up one of Connor's previous takes.
Oh, are you going to throw someone back my face?
You don't always have to wash your hands when you leave the bathroom. We're just trying to paint a full and complete picture
saying that
of who Connor Happer is.
You know what? Every time I'm in a hurry, I've told my son that a few times. Like, as long as you didn't touch anything, let's just get out of here.
I tell him that too.
Yep, I've done that. Look, and then then he goes in and he tells mom, and she's what did you tell him? Oh, we got to go.
Hey, he's sitting. He didn't touch anything.
He's going to take the kid an hour to wash his hands.
He's good. Trust me.
The only thing he touches your phone.
Yeah.
You're multitasking.
Which is extremely clean.
I don't have any comment on that, Josh. Okay. I will just say that, you guys don't. Once again, how would you be able? How would you know? If you want to make me the boogeyman for all the germs in America, that's fine. But just understand that a lot of people are doing this.
Can you put that in your Twitter account, in your bio?
The boogeyman
for double dipping. The boogeyman for germs.
I will gladly. I will bear that cross. But it's it's common.
You and I will never be germophobes.
But people don't wash their hands to get the germs off.
They do it because they're supposed to.
Exactly.
No, it's true. It's a lot of posturing.
Because the only time anybody ever washes their hands is when there's somebody else in the bathroom with them.
Well,
this guy's going to look at me weird if I walk out of the bathroom.
Pressure.
I still wash my hands even if I'm by myself, but I don't put the same type of time in that I did during COVID or if someone was around.
Of course not.
You don't sing happy birthday twice?
Yeah, I don't do that. It is. I mean, you're right. Washing your hands is in the bathroom. It's necessary, yes, but it's probably more posturing.
I miss those days of, when they'd have that 2 o'clock governor press conference and they would teach you how to wash your hands.
And then there'd be signs in the bathroom that gave you some really good practices.
No, but
those are great. I just potted those on.
Also, keep in mind, I'm not in the food service industry.
You're just in the radio business.
All I'm serving is takes.
You just,
and you don't need to wash your hands of those.
Touche.
Here's an email from Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Love Indian food, but when you go to an Indian family's home, they often share one central plate and use all their hands to scoop up the rice, the naan, and constantly dip into the curries. Very interesting, Matt says. Very interesting.
That is Connor seconds that. Ooh, that is very interesting.
That is not well known. This is a new development. Yeah, I did not know that.
There are dishes, yes, I've seen where they have this big, it's a big bowl.
You haven't seen the guy on TikTok who just like grabs the food and just goes like this? Yeah.
That's a good guy.
There are, it exists. I don't think I'd be wild about that.
So you're saying like the next time I go to Juniper, I go, how do you guys prepare this?
Yeah. Can you give me the bowl that I can just use my hands?
Can you FaceTime me?
You should ask the night at Jaipur. Yeah, for sure.
What'd I say, Juniper?
You said Juniper, but that's okay.
Jaipur.
Jaipur's a great place. I don't care.
You've got a good jalapeno beer, too.
I'm sentimental to the oven in the Haymarket in Lincoln.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
That's a good date spot.
It's a good spot.
If I couldn't seal the deal at Laszlo's, the oven was the next one.
Yeah, Laszlo's. Vincenzo's.
There you go.
Yeah, Vincenzo's, I was like 0-3.
And then if you really needed to, you're like, all right, Brewski's, Old Chicago. Do you see me? I'm in the mug club.
I'm on the wall of foam.
There it is. Wall of foam. All right. That's Crossover powered by Every Level Concrete Repair in Omaha. EveryLevelConcrete.com. It's Tuesday. We'll start things off next.
That's the Crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.